you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank.
Welcome to another episode of Bra Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Kimmy, we got an episode today.
Oh, do we have a fucking episode? I'm so excited. We actually flew this guy in all the way from Ireland, first class.
What's up?
He is a huge guest. He's one of our biggest guests we've had thus far. Give it up for Colm Terrell.
Great.
That's our soundboard.
A couple of ghosts.
You're haunted. We're so excited to have you here. I'm surprised that you're a guest on our podcast because we were looking for LA guests and you just happened to pop into town.
I'm all over the place. I'm East Coast, I'm West Coast, I'm Ireland.
I feel like we've never been able to nail you down in New York.
I know.
I don't think you've ever asked me. That might be the step one. I don't know. I'm not in PR or anything.
Yeah, you're right. I guess we haven't.
You know what?
You never asked me once. But now you're just like, look, fuck, he's here.
Fuck, he's here.
He's better than any of those LA guys. I tell you that much.
We're like, well, D'Elia said no.
Oh, really? 15 years too late?
Yeah. He's like, how old are you? 32? I'm out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck, dude. So we are excited. We have a few questions for you.
You prepared some.
Yeah, Colm.
We just wanted to know a lot about you.
Great, of course.
And we know that you're like a big fan of our podcast.
I love it.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode?
The one when you guys talked about dick size.
Oh, that's a good one.
He fucking got us again.
That's a good one, Colm.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
He's good. God damn it. Motherfucker.
I love that. That one's my favorite.
That's everyone's favorite, yeah. Honey.
Episode
5?
Have you ever done an episode on red flags?
No.
Oh, good. Well, you're not there yet.
What do you mean?
You're not scraping the barrel.
I think we just found the episode on red flags. What's your biggest red flag with a woman?
No idea.
Maybe he wears them.
A pussy.
She's fat.
She's fat.
Is that a red flag or a red dress?
All right, fine. If you had to have sex with a man, what race would he be?
Gotta be a nice black guy, I reckon.
Yeah, you have to.
So you want to be the giver, I'm assuming.
I guess so, yeah. Just like a nice shredded, not too dark, but...
Not too dark.
We have similar taste.
That's what I imagine.
Harrington looks nothing like that.
No, but it's not that I'm not into that.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
You know, yeah, he's got those big pecs and shit. Yeah, big muscular black man, I'd imagine.
I love that for
but
you.
But like that's in my gay fantasy. In my real life, like what do you reckon would be the best one? Mm-hmm. Like in this life, probably mm-hmm. some little twinky kind of Italian guy. Some hairless Italian guy kind of thing.
I like that he gave us an answer that's like good for a podcast and is like funny, and then he gave us the answer that he actually means.
Physically, I think that would, yeah.
Like he truly gave us his gayest answer.
It depends what day of the week. Where are we?
How much have I had to drink?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you woke up tomorrow...
Are these questions you prepared? Honestly, like, was that the first question?
Yeah.
You prepared that?
Yeah.
You wrote that down?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, dude, moving on. Come on, let's go. The time is money. We've got a lot of these.
The questions are going to get better.
I know.
They only get worse.
We already spent 2 minutes on that last question. There's no way you have enough questions.
I have another one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay.
This is going to be...
What is each of our prettiest and ugliest features?
Oh, my God.
I thought of that one.
I'm sure you did.
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Who do you want to start with? You want to start with pretty ugly, bad news, good news? Maybe break the bad news first.
Maybe give us both our uglies and both our pretties, or both our pretties and both our uglies.
What really grosses you out about each of us? Like, if you had to pick something.
Grosses you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, like truly, what's the grossest?
I guess you guys are very comedy adjacent. Yeah,
it grosses you out that we're in the comedy world.
I said adjacent.
That we're not funny. Oh, no.
No, you guys are very funny. Your personality is great. I guess you guys are just part of the Legion of Skanks world, which is kind of like...
disgusting.
Yeah, a bit yucky. Yeah.
Right, okay. No,
we sort of feel like that about you.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, but that's fine. But a man is allowed to be yucky.
That's true.
Women need to be perfect all
that's
the time.
That's true.
What a reasonable answer.
Wow.
You should be good. A politician.
You should. You make my ugliest feature feel like my prettiest. Somehow.
And then I guess you've got a great tan. You've got great skin color.
Thank you.
And you're very skinny. So these are all compliments.
Okay. I'll take it.
Is that good?
So you think I'm fat?
I do think she's white. She's too white.
I do think she's too light.
Sorry.
Look, I like that. No, okay. I think those are great.
I'm translucent. I feel it.
That's great. Both of the things he doesn't like about us can change if we weren't lazy.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Just find a new group, start wearing dresses.
Yeah. I need to move more, and you need to move more in the sun.
Stop being involved with things where men are shoving guns in their asses and stuff. That's not a good look.
Yeah, we are like very much like...
I can't imagine dating you and then every Monday it's like, I gotta go and film some horrible shit.
Yeah, she's gotta go lube up a gun.
Oh, today they're having a semen contest.
This afternoon we're gonna be snorting lines of cum.
Today we're doing an episode called Pube Sandwich. Anyway.
I gotta go, babe. I'm making a pube sandwich for my boss.
Of course, absolutely.
Kim and I did think about... you know how at Gas Digital there's become a whole thing of Shannon selling her farts in a jar? Kim and I have been thinking about trying to one-up her and sell Q-tips that one half of them's been dipped in me and the other half's been dipped in Kim.
Oh, wow.
And you can smell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
How much do you think one of those could go for?
One of them comes out with earwax.
Yeah, dude, if there's a color difference, one of us is going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, dude.
No, I have a feeling like one of them wouldn't even touch the sides. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I would love to know. I have a feeling I know which one.
I'm not saying that. That's on you.
It wouldn't be me. I'm a virgin. We already talked about this. I'm the Puerto Rican, 30-year-old Puerto Rican virgin.
People would love that. That's a good. I thought you were going to say one end was pussy, one end was ass. But then,
that's also fun.
That's fun,
then
too.
The fact that you have both, that's like a twofer right there. That's great.
Yeah, well, we're business partners. It's like, and I'm not going to have a private endeavor as a whore.
Is it a Q-tip or more like a, like... Is that what they sell?
I would want it to be a Q-tip so it could really like get in, it could absorb a little, you know?
Okay, but we're talking fragrance here. It should be like one of those like sample board things, kind of.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If we're talking pure logistics, cut the corners, save the money.
You could take the Q-tips and seal them up.
All right,
I would keep the smell in.
I just don't know if waving a Q-tip will...
Well, I think it'd be fun. First of all, would we mark the sides or would they have to guess who's who?
I like a guess.
There's a name.
Like a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you...
Yeah, yeah. And it's a scratch and sniff sticker that matches our scent to the thing. So you can like... It could be a game. Like it could be a game. It could be called Who's Who. Who's, broad topics.
Who is who in pussy juice?
Who's juice?
Who's juice?
Who's juice?
Who's juice?
Scratch
and
off.
Then you scratch and then you sniff and match and you go, oh my God, that was Kim's.
Interesting.
Scratch and sniff pussy is fun.
Yeah, mine has side smells like Goya.
How much are you selling these for?
$5.
Five?
Oh, man,
five?
I was gonna say 50 minimum.
I thought you were going to say 50, yeah.
I meant $5 a minute.
$5 a whiff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You come by the standard.
A sample, yeah. A free
you
sample.
You tally $5. Up your whiffs and then we have to invoice you after you tell us how many times you've smelled.
Not the pussy booth.
Oh man, should we do a booth at Skankfest?
A pussy whiff booth?
A pussy whiff booth. It's just mason jars of different pussy smells.
All Skankfest people.
Ew.
But how long?
Imagine that the whole thing, the box of those jars breaking in one whiff.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm out of there.
Who's going to clean that up?
It'll smell like the gathering of the juggalos.
How does the pussy whiff get in?
You got to queef in it.
Queefing?
I mean, how
we're organizing a day of queefs. to last an entire weekend with 4,000 perverts.
The future is female.
We are sold out. We sold out in the first 10 minutes. Never before.
We're going to do a post like Lewis did when he sold out a Skank Fest.
We just sold out a pussy west in 3 minutes.
What? That's unbelievable.
Wow, people are sure.
The industry didn't want this pussy. So I created my own pussy smell. Absolutely, yeah.
Have you ever wanted a pussy?
To have one?
Yeah. Like, have you ever thought this would be... I think all the time, I would want to be a man.
I would love at least 7 days. 7 days to run around with a dick.
I want 7 years.
Great,
I want
dude.
7 years. I want to fuck a girl with a dick.
If you could turn into a girl for one day...
It sounded like you said you want to fuck a girl who has a dick.
I also would love that.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that either.
Like either of those. I would like to fuck a girl with my own dick, or I'd love to fuck a hot girl with a big dick.
Mm-hmm. You would?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds.
Interesting.
Yeah, if she was cool.
Yeah. Because that's more like... Are you talking like a butch woman with a big dick?
No. Like, I'm talking about the most feminine trans woman you've ever seen with a big hog.
Mm. No, I don't think you'd be into that.
I don't know how it would be.
Like, you don't know me.
Think of like a fem. Like, there must be like, you're talking like Dylan, who works at Gas Digital.
What, he fucks?
He's practically trans.
Well, you're talking about.
So you think he's attractive?
Oh, it's like fucking Dylan. He's saying
that's what I'm saying.
A beautiful woman that with a dick.
No,
if Dylan had long
Dylan's
hair,
Dylan's too tall. We talked about this.
The thing with guys thinking Dylan's hot is so crazy.
All the boys.
I didn't say he was hot. I said he's like 20.
But it's always the example people use is like the one at Gas Digital to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's the man at Gas. That's how bad Gas is. Yeah. That's how rough Gas is, dude.
They've never seen a man. And he is the man. This is the man.
This is the man of Gas Digital is his title.
He changed his shirt this week. You have now become the man.
If you woke up with a pussy tomorrow, what would you do with it first?
Well, I almost want to ask, who would you, if you could be a girl for a day, which girl would you want to be? What would you do with her pussy?
Ooh, that's a good
one. This is crazy. This is the wildest interview.
Isn't it? At the end, we're both going to fuck you.
Oh, no. This interview is so bad.
We end it with an orgy.
Right.
Every episode, we've done three today.
Yeah. We are filled.
Wow.
There is not much room in there, but I'm sure we can squeeze something in. I'm like a dripping sink at this
point. I've never been talked out of a threesome. This is the first time I've ever been like, threesome.
No, I'm good.
You're full.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can squeeze one more in. It's disgusting. So what was it? If I could be a girl, what girl would I be?
Yeah. What would you do with her puss for the day?
I'm obviously just like real raging whore, I guess.
You've got be a pussy. Fucking slut.
Yeah, you got it.
That's what Harrington said when I asked him what he would do if we had to switch bodies for a day. He told me he would quote unquote ruin my reputation.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just get absolutely ragdolled. Yeah. Dude. Everyone, quick! It's like Cinderella. Come on, we gotta hurry this up. 12 o'clock, I turn back into a man.
Wow.
Fill me with your cocks.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get pregnant today.
Yeah. So I'm not pregnant tomorrow and I'm a man again. Not a man turning into a woman leaving his baby. They'll do anything to have their kids, dude.
Sorry, I gotta go back to reality. Sorry.
We both have new realities. Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Surely that's all anyone would do.
Just get fucked.
What would I do? Go get a free drink at a bar? Like, I don't know. What's good that you can do?
No, yeah. If I turned into a dude, I would be looking to cram my dick in someone in
right away.
I'd
get arrested. I'd try to do it so fast, I'd be arrested. I'd be like jerking off at strangers. I'd be like, this is why they do it.
Not you raping the second you become a man.
Hey, I'm a man. We do what men do.
Yeah, and you're probably like just lifting heavy things for the first time. That'd be nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Walking around at night.
Reach the top shelf. Oof. In the supermarket or whatever. Oof. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Walk around at night.
Yeah.
Get a raise. Achieve something.
Be funny.
Yeah, absolutely. Crush for the first time. That'd be great.
Man. Be respected in comedy. If I was a man for a week,
you'd have a career by the end of the week.
Yes, I would be. If I was a man with my set, I would be gone. It'd be game over.
Wait, are we pretending that it's easier for men in comedy than women? Is that what you're saying?
Hold on.
Yeah.
What? What?
From an outsider's perspective, I'll say.
How you're competing against like all the comics. You're only competing against women for spots.
I mean, you're making the argument of like the male how the every male ballerina fucking makes it. I get it, but in comedy, there's a lot more chicks than there are like dudes in ballet. Like, and nobody thinks they're as funny as the dudes are. It's like annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually aren't.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
I'm not saying you're not funny.
No, I know. The problem. That's why men make it further.
But everybody's lumped in with the ones who aren't.
Yes, because the ones that aren't make the rest of us look less funny. So then we're not even like, we're put into this category.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
yeah, I understand.
Some 21-year-olds who are like funny for their age, but nobody's going to take them seriously because they're that age. It's the same thing with women. Yeah. Kind of.
I think in comedy, if you can stand out more, it's easier for you because they do need to fill some sort of a diversity. And not even just...
You would think. But then they fill that spot with an unfunny woman and that's the representation. And then the whole thing about them not being funny keeps going on forever.
Yeah.
I feel like when people do lineups, they go, okay, we need a woman so people won't get pissed. So they pick the first name they think of. Mm-hmm. And then they go, now let's book a good show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's actually the problem.
But it's also, it's very difficult to book funny women because they're already booked. Any woman, if I'm running a bar show, anyone that's on that level, she's on TV. So then you have to go, all right, who's the next woman? It's just some open micer who happens to be hot or something.
Nah, you skipped right over Kim.
Yeah, see? See how it happened?
I know.
I'm not on TV. I'm literally funny.
I was going.
And then you went to the hot, dumb open micer. You just proved why it's harder for women. Why? I didn't even say anything.
We might as well put you girls to big tits. Come on. All right. Bye.
It's either fucking...
Who's that girl?
It's Ali Wong or fucking Schnoozelfru from down the street in the East Village.
Schnoozelfru has a box on her.
Yeah, she fucks, dude. That's the difference.
I can't believe that just happened in real time.
Yeah. Listen.
It's not easy, dude. It's
I know, crazy. It's not. Listen, I think that it's obviously easier for us. We go down. It's boys club. We all just talk shit about minorities and women and shit like that. And you guys have to go, and... You know, you got to stay out late and there's a chance of you getting raped all the time. Yeah. Like, all these things.
The later you hang, the more danger you're in.
But, like, that's the crucial make moves in the comedy. 4 a.m. in an alleyway is where you get booked on theater shows.
That's how you get on Conan. 100%.
I promise you. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It has to be foggy. If you take the clear alleyway, Conan's not there.
Yeah, it's how an abandoned, like an old lake.
Yeah.
With a lantern. Yeah. That's where you make your moves. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. But... I would be, if I didn't acknowledge having an accent helps me stand out in a crowd of white guys,
mm-hmm.
I'd be hypocritical. It helps me a lot. People go, oh, he's the Irish guy, rather than he's just another white rapist.
For sure. It does help. Being a woman who's funny does set you aside from the rest, but it is so easy to be forgotten. I don't really understand why. We were watching a TikTok the other day, and it was this girl, and she was doing like a sketch on TikTok, and it was just unfunny. The sketch was like,
she was young and everything, but there was still absolutely no excuse for how many people had liked this video. It was like a 2 million likes on this fucking video,
and it was a sketch where she legitimately thought she was doing like comedy, real comedy.
She was writing an SNL sketch, like.
And I showed it to Alex, and I go, "This is what the male comics think I do." This is, even if they've never heard my set, they just assume it's this.
No, you said this is what males look like to me in comedy, and I said that's what you look like to them.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, God, and the unfunny men that get things, I won't even get into that. That is wild. You know what's crazy? Listen,
look, can we just for a second just hold on? There's only like 5 funny people alive.
Yeah, I know. So, I understand.
So all the stuff has to go to unfunny people, you know?
Yeah, I know.
No, Louis's been cancelled. He's gone.
Also,
I haven't heard about that guy in years.
Like,
so
I feel like everybody, like the mass audience right now, like people who aren't necessarily like comedy fans, but just like people out there, have no fucking sense of humor whatsoever. So anybody who's trying to like really make it to mainstream type things can't actually be funny. They have to be kind of lame to associate with like middle America and all these people who have no fucking personalities.
Yeah, you know what's crazy too is like seeing how much men can really help women in comedy. Like Dan Soder had me on his show in the main room at the Comedy Store last week. And Soder's one of the best. You ask any other comic, Soder's one of the best guys in the industry. He really, really fucking gets it. He loves to help. He's just like a really, really good guy. And I walked into the green room and Soder instantly was like, oh,
oh shit, it's Kim, which is already a different vibe than most other comics. He like acknowledged that I was there, I was on the show, and then Bill Burr came in, and I'd never met Bill Burr or seen him, so I was like kind of trying to stay quiet and hang out. And when Soder sat down, he sat in a way to where when he was talking to Bill Burr, he was still looking directly at me, which made Bill Burr comfortable talking to me. And eventually Bill Burr started talking to me. Any other comic in that green room would have fucking sat next to Bill Burr, put his back up against me, and it would have been like I was like, the Bill Burr would have thought I was the server. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's so crazy to see that just because he was literally looking at me while talking, Bill Burr felt comfortable also talking to me. And then we started our own conversation. It would have never happened if that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And it's like the power that the male comedian has just to even help a little bit too, just by including me in a conversation, which I'm not even, I get it. Sometimes I see a woman and she's in a conversation and she's being such a dumb bitch. I'm like, stop fucking this up for me. Stop being a dumb bitch, because this is fucking up my money. You're taking food out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're saying the power of a male comedian. You're talking about Dan Soder.
Yeah.
He's a successful comedian.
Yeah.
So in theory, I could say the same thing if it happened with Whitney Cummings or something. It has nothing to do with male or female.
That's true. That's actually really true.
Just a successful person.
Just a success. But, you know, I'm talking successful. So there's, what, half of a woman who's successful?
But then also I think that the
too many
more successful somebody becomes, it's possible that the more likely they are, the less likely they are to open the conversation up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like really often, I feel like the more successful people are, the more they kind of shut everybody out.
It's probably easier to be a nice guy in life and be successful than it is to be a nice chick, you know? Most women that achieve stuff, they're cunts, they're lesbians. It's like real fucking energy, just
you
aggressive.
Have to. Every time I'm nice to a guy, I get like this DM like, I don't know if you felt the same thing I felt. And I'm like, no, dude, I didn't. I said 4 words to you and I introduced you to someone because I thought you were funny.
Yes, I've had that. It's terrible.
You can never be friends with a guy.
There's no man in this world is truly the friend that I want him to be to me.
Colm wants to get out of here ASAP. No man wants to truly be our
friend. I love this. This has been great.
So anyways, next question.
Ouch, he's snorting.
Nice. All right, you guys, this is for fans over the age of 21. We want to tell you about one of our newest favorite sponsors. It's MePod.com. These guys make vape pens, and it's really cool. They make disposables. They make refillable ones. I've been using their refillable one. You can put any flavor, like nicotine vape juice, inside of it. The company also makes its own flavors, which are really good. And I honestly do not have enough good things to say about this. I was using a different vape before these guys came onto the network. And as soon as I got my MePod, my other vape it misses the taste of my lips. I haven't kissed my other vape in about a month at this point. It's all about the MePod now. I go to sleep with it in my hand. I wake up with it in my hand. I hit it right away. That does remind me to let you guys know that nicotine is an addictive chemical. It might bring you to where I'm at, where you're falling asleep with the MePod in your hand. But if you're already a vapor and you're doing that shit anyway, MePod is the fucking dopest one you could find, I'm telling you. So all of you vapors out there, I want to tell you a little bit more about the products at MePod.com, because if you're a smoker or vapor, I'm sure that you're going to love them. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. That's the one that I'm using that I was telling you guys about. Vapors could refill this with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. It has a long-lasting battery and a small and sleek design. And when they say long-lasting battery, they truly mean it. My old vape would like poop out on me in like 6 to 8 hours, whereas this MePod one literally lasts me a day and a half. I guess it depends how often you vape. Like, don't quote me. Maybe if you're literally hitting it all day long, it won't last you that long. But you guys see me on the network. You see how much I'm vaping. This shit lasts a while. MePod also has a wide variety of disposable vapes available at MePod.com, including top-selling brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, and Airbar. I think fans of disposables will particularly be into the Draco disposable vape, which lasts for 6,500 puffs. Harrington's been using them a lot. He fucking loves them. And then for all of you guys that like flavors, MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options and flavored disposables. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options for 420 consumers. You know we love that. And lastly, MePod has fast shipping, with most orders shipping out the same day that you order it. So if you are a smoker or vapor, you'll love MePod. And we want you to go support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod.com and using the promo code BROAD, B-R-O-A-D, to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's MIPOD.com, promo code BROAD for 20% off your order. All right, let's get back to the show.
Why are you gay?
Why am I gay?
Dude, all of these other questions we came up with on our own. And then at the end, I hit a panic moment and I typed in rude questions to ask. And right. the number one was, why are you gay? Which I just liked.
I've done that too when I've had like a podcast coming up and I'm like, most interesting questions. And then it's always like, do you believe in God? I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, they like to go deep with it.
Yeah, it's always just like,
what's
yeah.
your most profound childhood memory?
Me and Alex were on acid the other night.
Fucking
acid,
hippies.
Yeah. And our friend Sarah pulled out this game. She's like, oh my God, I got this game for people on psychedelics. This company gave it to me. It's supposed to be like questions you ask other people on drugs, and it's supposed to like be a bonding thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And that was my first reaction, but she was really into it. And I was like, all right, let's take a look. And she pulled out these cards, and imagine being on acid or mushrooms and pulling out a card, and then the question says, ask everyone about their worst death they experience and why.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who wants to talk about that on mushrooms?
That's crazy.
It was like, how did your last relationship end, and how do you feel about it now?
Yeah.
Like, dude, not the topic, bro.
Top five childhood memories you wish you didn't remember.
Who was your favorite molester?
Yeah.
It's like, you knew there was more than one? It's hurtful. It's fucking mean. It was whoever wrote those questions. It was like made by the devil to ruin a trip.
Fucked up.
It was like TV execs where they go, you know, they love this. This is what they do when they're on drugs. They can hear the music.
Yeah.
Let's make a board game for these guys.
Yeah. One time I pitched a TV show.
Okay.
To this company. And then they came back to my manager and they said, we fucking love it. That's a great idea. I mean, we've never heard of anything like it. It would do so well for TV. Kim's just not famous enough. And they just dropped the show.
No.
And then my manager's like, yeah, they want like Vanilla Ice.
No. Mm. No.
And that's why comics kill themselves. Because Vanilla Ice is taking our jobs. That's crazy.
Comics kill themselves at a pretty intense rate.
Why not? Is what I say.
Do they? Do they really?
Yeah, they like to. They like to try for attention a lot, at least.
That was a rumor I thought when I grew up. You know, everyone was like, oh, you know, comedians kill themselves.
Is there a lot of comics in Ireland?
There's a few.
What do you guys talk about?
Being Irish. Pretty much what I talk about. The same shit I talk about being Irish. Pussy, small dicks. All the usual. The international topics.
Did you guys have school lunches growing up? In Ireland? Like free school lunches?
No,
like we do?
Not in my school, no.
No, their moms, everybody's mom sends potatoes.
Shut your bitch
don't
face.
Don't say the P word.
I'm sorry.
To an Irish
what the
person.
Fuck was that?
What?
Jesus Christ.
Potatoes happen to be my favorite food on the planet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if there was one food that
I'd imagine you're fond of the famine. Famine. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, tell that to your legs.
Fuck's sake, she was on a coffin ship coming over here.
If I said it, he would have been like, yeah, true. You seem like a potato girl.
No, potatoes are good because you could make them in every way that you make them is good, and you could make them in 100 different ways. They're the best.
She's back in.
Yeah.
She's right. Not wrong. Yeah. Potatoes, they do rule.
Yeah.
Potatoes rule.
Yeah.
Probably best food ever.
Can you tell us about your first sexual encounter?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, what was it? How old were you? What'd your finger smell like?
Boy, girl.
Girl.
They.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
I was 16. So it was my 16th birthday party.
Hell yeah.
And I had it at my friend's house.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I was 15 because it was before midnight. And then I went 16 the next day, but 16 is fine.
Are you pushing in the day?
Huh?
Calling it 15 on your last 15th day?
Yeah, you were 16, honey.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I'll go back to the question that you asked me.
Okay.
And yeah, there was some chick at the party, and I went to the store to pick up more beers or something like that. She went to the store to pick up cigarettes or something. And I said, get some condoms. And she's like, why? And I was like, because we don't have sex. And she's like, what?
That's what you said?
It was wow. Yeah. It was
very straightforward.
Very straightforward. I've never not been straightforward since. And
it worked.
Yeah, it worked. And then, but then she bled all over the sheets. It was crazy.
She was a virgin too.
Really?
Yeah, we were both virgins.
So wait, I have a question.
She bled all over the sheets.
How much did she bleed?
A lot. Enough. Like, the guy whose house it was, Dave Byrne. How are you doing? I hope you're okay.
Sorry about your sheets.
He had to wash the sheets at the party.
Wow, because neither of us remember our hymen breaking, and we were wondering how much blood comes out.
Well, that's why I kept saying I'm a virgin, because I don't think mine's ever broken.
Yours is never broken? No. You never ran horse riding or something?
Usually
what happens is a girl just tumbles or something, or she falls.
Yeah, I think I broke mine in ballet class.
Is that what happened?
For sure.
Mm.
Because when I first had sex, nothing. It was.
If you go to a ballet studio, there's just blood on the floors from all the hymens
all the
that
time.
Break.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a boxing ring.
Dana White comes out.
So gruesome.
Shit.
Joe Rogan.
That was a great Joe Rogan.
Was it? You like that?
Yeah. Oh shit.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, you bitch.
Nothing spilled.
Sorry.
Bitch.
Fuck, it's okay. I know about it. Yeah, so that was that. And
how
it was weird.
Because
long enough, actually.
Really?
It was odd for the first time. But it was also, I remember at the time, she didn't want to take her leggings off, I guess she was wearing. So she
had leggings halfway down her ankles?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think I got my legs like in between.
Yeah, I was going to say it's bad for angles. You need to be able to.
No, I kind of climbed in there. I climbed in. I slipped right in. So that,
like, it's crazy to keep your ankles locked.
Dude, I'm a natural engineer when it comes to pussy. I'll find a way. Like Tetris.
You lubed up the inside of the calves to get in. Oh, man.
Yeah, she bled all over the sheets. I think she turned into a prostitute eventually.
Wow.
She charged you money at the end of it.
No, I just heard years later that girl was on the game. I don't know if that was true or not, so I won't say her name.
Shit, the first guy I ever did anything with is in prison now.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For molesting you?
Yeah, he's 80. Yeah. He got into drugs, and then him and his friend robbed this gang in our neighborhood, this local gang. I was from like a weird part of town, and then they cut his friend's head off.
What?
No, the gang?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he got arrested for the robbery?
And he got arrested for the robbery.
Bro. I mean, I guess it's against the law, but still, it's like...
He got arrested for the robbery. The friend didn't, and then the friend was found dead shortly after.
Wow.
So better off in jail, I guess.
Yeah. Saved his head, honey.
Yeah.
Getting your head cut off.
Rough, right?
Must suck.
Yeah. It seems
but
like
is
a
it
thick...
Better than worse, better or worse than a lot of, like, jail rape?
Getting your head cut off?
Yeah.
We're going back to my gay fantasy.
How long would you prefer to be jail raped?
That I
you're
think
just
eventually,
like, fuck it, cut my head off instead. I'd prefer.
You only
not
get
to
like
you,
listen.
That.
If you get jail raped, is this right? There's only like 10 jail rapes. Then after that, it's like not really.
Then you're just fucking.
You're just used to it. So
then
routine.
Then you guys get feelings for each other.
That's what happens. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's your boy. He's your
like,
boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's
right.
Like yeah. It's like fighting.
So
a
would
Pokemon.
I rather be loved or beheaded?
Yeah. Would I rather be protected by Big Jimmy?
Yeah.
Big Jimmy.
Call me Miss Rapey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Only.
I'm keeping this head no matter. Or what?
Yeah, I think I'd rather survive and be raped than have my head cut off.
What do you got, a fucking pet in there,
dude? Bag? What?
Why does that bag keep creaking? What do you got?
No idea.
What do Irish people have as pets? What do you have? A fucking leprechaun?
I have a squirrel.
What are those things? A Furby?
An owl? I feel like they
I feel
have
like
owls.
An Irish person would have a squirrel as a pet. I don't know why. It's
I'm
like,
leaving. All right? If I get roasted one more time, I'm out of here. I came in on, so, we agreed to a peace treaty before we came in here.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. You know what's up. I'm here to tell you guys about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you could easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just someone working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or girl, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. One more time, that's rockauto.com. Check this out. There is no promo code needed because their prices are already that good. They literally could not offer us a promo code and lower their prices any more than the prices that you already could find on the website at rockauto.com. But when you order, just let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics podcast, because that helps us out. And, you know, we love help. Anyways, rockauto.com, rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Can I get another beer?
Yeah, of course. Hold on. Or
do you want to get... Oh. Go get me another beer. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you get in trouble a lot in school as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You seem like a bad kid.
Yeah.
Not bad.
You seem like somebody who would never dance at a wedding.
Oh, right. No, you don't know me at all then.
No?
I'm
you seem like a dancer.
I'm an animal. Good. On the floor. Yeah, you can't.
Well, you can't catch me.
Yeah, no, I'm a big dancer.
Have you ever fucked your friend's girlfriend?
No. I don't think so.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. What are you trying? What else are you trying to ask me?
Well, we've pulled up your text messages with a friend. It's like this podcast turns into everyone's worst nightmare.
We raided your room last night.
We found cum on everything.
So we found some child porn on your laptop. It's one of our segments on Broad Topics.
We actually hired a private investigator to see who you really were. If we had that kind of budget, that we could hire an investigator to see who our guests really were and then interview them and then compare the lies to the truth, man, that'd be a pod. We could only get like two guests in before they cut on.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. You want to go do this? You just gotta give me all your computer details.
The last two guys are in prison, but you should be fine. Oh man,
I don't think I could go to prison for any of my doing.
You know, I watched one of those prison shows of like women in prison recently. And I feel like I could thrive.
You're a Shad Welcome?
Yeah.
I know, you're a psychopath.
You'd so be fine. She's watching it.
She's fucking... Oof, I'm gonna fuck her up.
I'd be one of the hottest ones there, which I like. Okay. That's why I started comedy. I love being the hottest one somewhere. I love comedy and jujitsu in prison.
Nice. I think you would have to be cautious about people being jealous of you in prison. That's where the danger would come in. Because you're
likable. Getting raped. You're getting lesbian
I'm
raped.
I'm getting the biggest, meanest butch girl, and I'm going to make her fall in love with me. I'm gonna kiki laugh.
How are you gonna do it?
I'm gonna kiki make her laugh until she fucking can't handle it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be your prison bitch.
I don't know if that's how it works.
You're gonna come hard for her.
I'm gonna come hard for her.
I'm gonna stop. Listen to my whimsy. Hold on. Chill out. I've got a great bit.
What's the deal with prison food?
Well, it doesn't work if there's no lighting. The lighting's not good. Can you stop talking, please?
They book a male prisoner. I'm like, there's not even men in here.
The prison guard goes up. Yeah, I can do that.
I was in a holding cell when I was 15.
Really?
That's the most jail time I've ever done. 6 hours in a holding cell. For keying my stepdad's truck.
He called the cops on you?
He called the cops on me.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Shit.
And then he came and picked you up from the jail?
No, my aunt did. Okay. And I was in this holding cell and I carved the word Princess Kim into the wall. Isn't that sick?
And it's still there to this day.
Probably. Princess
Kim. You know, they say that's bad luck though. You're not supposed to...
Put your name in?
Yeah.
Really?
It's bad luck because you'll see it again. That's what the theory is.
I'm sure.
That's the Irish theory.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have holding cells, but we just have jails.
Oh, so yeah. Well, I was only 15.
Is everything in Ireland either good luck or bad luck?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. If you see a black person, bad luck.
Bad luck.
Don't. Do not. Don't, whatever you do, don't do it. Go home.
You have to throw salt over your shoulder.
There are parts of Ireland that the fishermen still believe if they see a ginger child, they won't go out to sea.
No.
So they're about to go out to sea to catch some crabs or whatever, and then they see a little ginger child. And they go, nope, that's the God's
time.
Why?
Are there not a decent amount of ginger children?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
So they never fish.
They just don't want to fish.
They blindfold themselves.
They're like, if we see one speck of water on this ocean, we can't fish today.
Of all the people, a ginger would give me sort of a spooky vibe.
That's crazy.
I think if God was sending someone to warn me about a storm,
it would be a ginger.
It'd be a little ginger girl.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, you know.
I feel like it'd be an albino child.
Gingers. Oh, albinos are bad luck.
Oh yeah, my God. Absolutely. Dude, whatever. Yeah, whatever you have planned, don't do it.
Yeah.
An albino?
Don't take a vacation within a month of seeing one.
No. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like don't go swimming an hour after you eat. It's like don't go on a flight for a month.
Yeah.
After seeing an albino. What are those black people that are all patchy? Like kind of like they've got like weird face.
Oh, birthmark blacks?
No, I don't think they're... I don't think that's...
White people could have birthmarks, too.
Yeah, but you don't call them blacks. So, the birthmark wasn't the issue in that sentence, I gotta tell ya. It's crazy that you thought the birthmark was the problem. I'm shocked.
I don't know, you're not supposed
come on, B&Bs.
B&Bs. Oh, my God.
Birthmark blacks?
Listen, you're not supposed to make fun of people with birthmarks, and you're not supposed
to... It's not a birthmark. It's like a fucking disease, but apparently they're very popular. You know when they have, like...
It's not vertigo. It's vigilato or something.
No, yeah.
It's black put your clothes. Vitiligo.
Oh, yeah. now you were sitting on that?
Sorry, I'm a doctor.
You were sitting on... Vitiligo?
I just call them birthmark blacks.
Fucked up.
Wow.
But well, what about them? They're odd. Like, in you know, if this was like 1,000 years ago, they'd be like, oh, they're running.
I think vitiligo, whatever. How do you say it, Alex?
Vitiligo.
I think that looks so cool on people.
Yeah. I think.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're one of them?
I'm a fan.
You don't buy the dress that the girl's wearing?
Yeah, you know what I really like? Listen,
it depends. You could be ugly under it or you could be hot under it.
Mm hmm.
There's definitely.
But if you're hot and you have it, you're hotter to me than the average. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand.
It just makes you hotter if you're already attractive and you have it.
Yeah, I understand.
Not me.
Yuck. One or the other. All right.
Yeah. No, you better be pretty.
Not into interracial faces.
A mixed face. Interracial body.
No, absolutely not. One or the other.
You're like, listen, I'll fuck your arm and that's it.
Can't do it.
The rest of you, my dad would be mad.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Shit. No, that's not good. You know what I'm into?
What?
I'm into a really, really hot guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I used to like that better. That was a good dream of mine as a teenager.
Yeah, like a really handsome guy that like...
Needs you?
That can't walk.
That needs me. That can't leave.
You can't leave. Yeah, that's what it is.
I have staircases at my house, so that might be something to do with
like
it.
Like Addie Bates, just chain him to the radiator.
Yeah, no, I like...
I love a guy whose legs are broken.
I want him to be like... The ick while he's sitting on that chair that brings him up the stairs.
I would laugh at him, but I'd be with him still.
Nah, you know what? You get the ick with that. It's when they... When they move, it's fine within the chair. And
when they're moving from furniture to furniture,
when
they
see
how skinny their legs
are. And they do the sort of like the leg throw kind of. That's when you go, oof. Their tiny malnourished legs go, over. Yeah. That's when you get the sort of, oh.
Because
before that, you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll help you. Yeah. And then they go.
Yeah.
They throw their lifeless legs over their shoulder.
Also, I feel like part of the fantasy was, for some reason...
Big arms.
It was, fucking them in the chair.
Yeah, it was mounting them in the chair and fucking them in the chair, which as an adult I don't feel is necessarily that possible. Those wheelchairs are tight. They come up on the sides. It's like...
It'd be like Colin losing his virginity. That's exactly. Colin between his legs.
Oh, I didn't mention she was in a wheelchair.
We got it.
I guess.
There's something hot about it. Have you ever seen Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Jason Street, when he gets paralyzed.
Oh, a good recently paralyzed boy.
A newly paralyzed.
Had dreams just 2 years ago, and now he's looking at a new life.
A high school student.
Serious about getting a wife soon.
Nothing sexier than a man who just lost all his dreams.
Truly nothing hotter than a guy who's got something to be sad about.
That's why she dates so many comedians.
I've only dated one.
Who?
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyways, you guys, I'll be at Skankfest October 15th through 17th.
Wait, do you know Murder Ball? Do you ever watch Murder Ball?
Mm-hmm.
Murder Ball is, it might be the Paralympics.
Mm.
But it's basketball for people in wheelchairs. But it's like the most, it's most the most violent, because it's more like rugby where they're just smashing into each other. It's a little bit like Robot Wars. You call that something? You call that something different here? You know when you get those teenagers make those home robots? And
yeah.
What's that called?
I don't remember. It's fucking nerds playing around.
Oh, it's called like bot war or something. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what you guys call it. We call it Robot Wars. So it's like that, and all the guys are just shredded and bald and fucking just yoked out of their heads and their
legs. He said bald because he knew I'd get more into it.
Is that what? That gets you going.
Yeah, I like.
But that's a sign of testosterone, a nice bald guy.
Is it?
I think so.
A lot of testosterone?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm told.
I thought testosterone makes you grow more hair.
No, not in your head.
Oh, yeah, body hair.
Yeah,
exactly. Ew, gross.
Woof.
Yeah.
Mm, fuck, dude.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our sponsors. It's Yo Delta from the makers of Yo Kratom. You guys want to get high, like really super duper high? Well, then it's time to go to YoKratom.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta-8 gummies and vapes that are going to get you so fucking high, you guys. Like I said, they have gummies, they have vapes. I've taken both of them. They really do work. It's a little bit of a different feeling than getting high off Delta-9 THC, but it works nonetheless. Like, it takes you there, I promise you that. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of the majority of states where this is legal, then go to yodelta.com to stock up on some Delta 8. Well, some of you may be asking, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something that's found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and get you high. At yodelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you the Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, promo code GAS at yodelta.com for 25% off your order. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I'm into that. I can't help it. And you're right. When I was younger, I would imagine like really riding some dude in a chair. But now that I think about it, it'd be like awkward.
You're gonna tip him over.
Yeah, you have to and you're like leaning in a weird way.
You gotta go to the ATM for him because he can't reach and stuff like that. Like, that's like a nightmare.
Oh,
imagine that going, I need to get money out. Can you bring me? And then he hands it to you. And you're like,
really giving.
And you're going, oh yeah, I'm taking out 100, and you take out 200 and hand them.
Now I'm back in. You got me.
Just defrauding the cripple.
He's too easy to take advantage of.
That's true.
Yeah. No, these guys will fuck you up. Watch Murderball. These guys will fuck you up.
But if you go to a theme park, you have somewhere to sit when you're waiting in lines for the ride.
But how are you going
to
get him on the roller coaster?
You don't. He waits.
He waits.
You know, when we were younger, this is really fucked up. My mom used to get wheelchairs at like the theme parks we went to, so we could skip the line as a family.
Shaved your head and you were like, put a tube in your nose and stuff. Yeah.
She used to make me drool. Yeah.
Nice.
It was good times.
Yeah, she's not the only one.
Are your parents fucked up?
I don't think so.
They're normal?
Yeah, relatively, yeah.
Are they married?
Mm hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
of course. None of that fucking divorce shit? No way. I'm sorry, we're not American.
Yeah.
You actually mean something. It actually means something where I'm from.
Does it?
Yeah, you better fucking just...
That's what I hear about Irishmen.
It doesn't matter if you hate each other.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Irishmen, faithful. That's what I've always heard, dude.
I didn't say that, but I said, we're not getting divorced.
They keep coming
in. We're not getting divorced.
Yeah, that's true.
You ain't leaving.
Yeah, they're working through it. Okay, hitting their wives.
I don't know, divorce isn't as popular back home in Ireland.
Do you have an Irish actually,
my
siblings?
My grandparents, they got divorced, and it was like one of the first divorces.
In Ireland?
They brought great shame to the family.
They did, yeah. Yeah, they actually did, yeah.
Your grandma's so happy. Everyone's sad at her.
Yeah. It's sad because, you know, it did cause a lot of issues in the family because it's like shameful, you know? But it was
it's really shameful there,
like,
huh?
They'd be embarrassed. Like,
it's like that for a lot of cultures, for sure, still.
I'd be embarrassed getting divorced. It's embarrassing. It's like posting someone on Instagram too soon, and then like you break up a week later, and then you're like,
But it's not even that, because it was like it was religious shame. Like, it was shameful. It was like
there's a chance you might go to hell now because you're going to get divorced.
Oh, they're definitely going to hell. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Damn.
Yeah.
A divorce is like an abortion for them.
Yeah. Back in the day,
it's like it's like religious.
He's like, no, we like abortions.
We do. We were. I think we were. I don't know. We ran. That was gay marriage, but we voted for abortion.
Wow, you guys like the gay marriage.
We were the first country in the world to vote for gay marriage.
That's awesome.
Have like a public vote.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in 2016 and I left the next day. I said, no, this is not the country that I grew up in.
I'll be too tempted.
It was only good when it was taboo.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Man, it's crazy that that was just in 2016.
Truly
That's so recent.
Wild.
What were we doing with the gays getting that wanted to get married before we were hitting them?
Gay marriage here was 2015, wasn't it?
That's so crazy. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the longest any gay's been married in this country.
That is
they're all divorced.
Insane.
They're all divorced. There's no way.
Listen, we were all divorced after COVID, after that lockdown.
Absolutely.
The lockdown brought out either the best or the worst in us. There was no in between.
I mean, I think getting married is equally as embarrassing as getting divorced. There's just something embarrassing about the whole ceremony and having everybody come out and look at you and be like, love each other so much that we need everybody to see us love.
If it wasn't normal, and then someone said, hey, we're going to do this thing where
we want everybody to come out and watch us kiss after a guy tells us that we're going to be together forever.
Some pedophile.
Want my mom and dad to be there.
And you got
to
give me money.
And you got to fly out and you got to give me money.
And you
got to put yourself up.
Dress your best.
I'm wearing a goofy white dress.
That's awesome. And your kids can't come.
Absolutely not. No way.
And
fuck your kids.
Can't come. When I get married, I'm going to have like so many drugs at my wedding.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have...
Is your plan?
Yeah, I'm going to have a bowl of mushrooms that you can just eat at the reception. Can't wait.
That sounds awful.
Why?
Sounds fantastic.
No. It depends on who you are.
All you can eat shrooms?
Yeah, all you can eat shrooms.
No, so some woman's getting punched or something. I don't know what's going to happen. But
I don't know if you've ever taken shrooms before. It's not a real punchy drug.
Can be.
Have you taken shrooms?
Yeah, no. I've taken everything loads of times.
Have you? Have you done DMT?
Yeah. Loads of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Loads of times? I said, I'm good.
I did loads of times. Last time I did it was bad.
What happened?
It was a bad trip.
You won't do it again?
No, I'll do it again. But the last one I did, it was a bad... I don't know what happened, but I came out of it. And I set up a camera like this to be like, all right, I'll... Because you forget. A lot of times you'll forget.
And you're going to say what you'd happen.
Yeah, so immediately... and I was out and I came out and I had never felt like sadder in my whole life. And I just started crying. And I just cried. Like, I could not stop it for 25 minutes. And then I was just like, well, fuck that.
You're like, I got to delete this video now.
That's at home. I watch it sometimes.
You found your feminine side.
But I wasn't sad about that in particular. It wasn't like there was a thing.
That's probably good for you.
I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Was that the last time you cried?
No, I cry all the time.
You do?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like dudes
don't cry enough, and it's like makes them weird.
I hear that, but every guy I've ever been with cries.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to be bad. I used to be bad. I don't like it, but I used to be better at not crying. No, I guess I'm getting older.
It's also more accepted now. Like, if a guy cries, it's not like...
No, it's bad. It's a bad thing.
Oh, no, it's not. No.
If I cried too often, obviously.
If I cried and my girlfriend was like, all right, I got to leave you now because you're too weak, I'd be like, that is fair.
No.
Go find yourself a king. Go find yourself a crying king. Yeah.
Ew, nothing's grosser than a guy that doesn't cry.
Oh, really?
It's truly one of the more unattractive traits in a human is someone that's like, I haven't cried in years. I'm like... You're going to hit me.
There's a problem.
You're going to hit me. You're holding way too much
But then on the other end. Ugh.
You can't be too much crying and you can't cry a lot.
I know. It's balanced.
You got to cry less than a woman and more than a macho man. And that is the perfect amount.
For the right reasons as a man. I'll put that out there for sure.
TMT trip, a grandmother dying. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't cry because you're frustrated because you can't untie it. Not.
Yeah.
What?
If you're
anger cry?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
I cry like that all the time. That's one of my favorite reasons to cry is just not being able to do something.
The Wordle or whatever you can't get.
The Wordle of the day. It has two R's. It has two R's.
Yeah. That's fair.
Nothing like a good cry. You know those cries when you go.
No. I've never cried and been like, good. Glad I did that.
You say it like
I've never cried and like, oh wow, that was great. That was good. That's what I needed.
You're always embarrassed.
It's just always just like, fuck, I'm a pussy. Fuck that. And then I guess I don't let it go. It's not like you guys probably just like enjoy the crying like you're coming. It's always just like it's always like a little bit. Like, get back in there.
Get it.
how can I fight at war if I'm crying?
Sometimes I start to cry and I realize it feels good and I go a little deeper. I go, yeah,
That must be nice. That must be liberating.
Yeah. Well, like one of the best Dane Cook bits is when he talks about when you're crying and he's like, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and you kind of look good. So you double down. And he's like, and every time you're crying that hard, you pick one phrase like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve it. And you just say it over and over again. It's so funny. It's so embarrassing.
Is that what you do? You enjoy
it. Dude, when I cry, it looks like a CW film. If I'm crying hard, it looks like I'm like, I just can't. And I'm like by myself. My neighbors must think they either hear me crying or fucking. There's no in between.
Yeah. That's wild. They do.
You know, I was quiet. I was quiet last week and I wasn't making any sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't making any sound last week and I heard this from downstairs. Isn't this terrifying? I heard.
No.
Does the phone vibrate?
That means they've heard me. My vibrator is 10 times louder.
But you got one of those back, the big long back ones?
Yeah.
The big long
ones. It's not like a Hoover.
Yeah.
Put a light on it so I can find my way around.
It's gas. It's gas. Must be expensive these days. You know?
Got a camera in it. You have to pull a string. Gas in it.
Yeah, downstairs our lights goes boom.
It fucks with the electricity in the building.
The Wi-Fi goes for me.
For some reason, their TV gets dimmer every night around 7.
Oh, 7 is your jerk off then.
7's when I jerk it. Mm. No, I like a good morning one. It'll get me out of bed.
That'll exhaust me. I like a good before bed.
I like a good before bed.
I got an app after.
Listen, if I have enough time in the day, I'll spend the day in my room. What's the most you've ever jerked off in a day?
Ever? I'm sure I've hit double digits.
10?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Me too.
As a teenager, I've easily hit four or five.
No, as like a... I'm sure I've tried. Like, there was a time back when
it was like the goal.
You jerked off to failure, basically.
That was like the goal when you were like 15, 16 or something. You were like, how much can I...
Eventually air just starts coming out?
Nothing. It's just your dick just yawns.
And then it's a good mushroom yawn.
Nothing pops out at all.
God
burps.
It burps. Gross.
Yeah, but nowadays, no, I don't jerk off. Man, that's crazy. I'm a Catholic boy.
No jerk offs or divorce.
Absolutely not.
I love that for you. Holy shit. Well, fucking, I think we've done it, dude. We made it through. We do 45 great. Usually. Not only have we done it, we did 8 extra.
Well, I'm a great guest.
Wow. Column.
Wow. I hate to say it. That was fun.
It was fun.
Inside the act.
What was it? Inside the actor's penis.
Inside the act? Yeah.
Where can our followers find you?
Hey, you guys can follow after that if you're a fan of me now. Follow me on social media at Colin Terrell and check out my podcast, the Colin Terrell Podcast, which is available everywhere.
Hell yeah. Alex, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and head to gasdigitalnetwork.com where you could use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of this show on demand, plus bonus content, live chats, and more. You could also catch my other show, Stick and Portly, Watch Rick and Morty, every Monday right after Legion of Skanks, only on gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Also hit up podcastmerch.com for broad topics merch.
Oh, yeah.
And you could catch this show for free every Monday on iTunes and YouTube. Subscribe, leave a review, help us out.
Hell yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Skankfest in the next couple of weeks. Please check out the Twitch. Subscribe if you have Amazon Prime for free. Check out my other podcast, Broad Topics. My other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinshank. May 27th, 28th, I will be in Houston at the Riot Comedy Show. So if you're in Houston, please come out. I've got the link for that show in my bio. I really want to fill that one up. So thanks for the support, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.